Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
WPHT-HD-WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Well, if you can avoid being in the city of Philadelphia, avoid it at any cost, because a doddering old fool who can't do events in the evening has completely tied up the entire city. Biden is speaking at a college, kicking off his black support tour, of which he has none, and has to do it in the middle of the day, because he's got to be in bed by 5 o'clock. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Take my word for it. It's a nightmare out there. It is a freaking nightmare in the city. So the jury is deliberating, as you know. I've gotten a flurry of text messages today. People are very nervous, and we should be nervous, because I've never before in my life heard of a criminal trial where the jury does not have to be unanimous. Civil trials, yes, but criminal trials, no. I mean, that is a hallmark of the American justice system, is that the jury has to be unanimous. But this trial is a grotesque destruction of justice. It really is. There's no other way to say this. You remember the movie 12 Angry Men, which of course nowadays would have to be made as 12 Angry Persons? Well, now it would be four angry persons, because you don't need a unanimous verdict. You need four people to agree on one aspect of the law, four people to agree on another aspect of the law, and four people to agree on another aspect of the law. You can do a combo platter, like you're at a Chinese restaurant, and then you get a conviction. I've never heard of anything like this in my life. So the judge is giving the jurors three areas of crimes to convict the president, and they can mix and match. They can mix and match here. Violations of federal election law, which no one in that courtroom is familiar with. And remember, Trump is walking out of the courthouse now. I don't know if he's going to speak or not, but do you have this queued up, Matt? It looks like he just fist-pumped and kept walking. Okay, we'll obviously keep this focused if he does speak, but just watching as I see Caroline Levitt. She's going to be on the show in a few minutes. She'll call in Don Jr. The whole gang's there. Everybody in court. All right. So, violations of federal election law. Remember, Trump tried to call a defense witness to be able to talk about that, Brad Smith, and the judge would not let the Trump team call that defendant, that defense witness. Furthermore, the judge went a step further and told the jury that it's a done deal that Trump committed election fraud. That's an established fact. So the judge already has completely and utterly tainted this jury. That's number one. So number two is the falsification of business records. And three, tax violations, which did not come up until the prosecution's closing argument. So they never even dealt with the tax violations issue in the course of the actual trial. The idea that jurors can pick one of the three and they don't have to unanimously agree on which of the three is a shocking development. Federal campaign violation has still not been defined during the course of this trial. I mean, this is why Trump came out earlier today and said Mother Teresa would have a tough time getting an acquittal in this trial. Mother Teresa would. And it's very much stacked against him. It won't survive on appeal. But it's very possible they could get a conviction out of this because of the way this judge has allowed them to stagger this 4-4-4 thing. I get four jurors to agree on this and four jurors to agree on that and four jurors to agree on that. You add them all together, that's 12. That's a unanimous verdict. And even though 12 people have not all agreed on the same thing, that's enough. That's how the judge is instructing the jury to do this. Now, typically, if you've got multiple charges, the jury has to agree unanimously on at least one of them. So let's say, for example, somebody's accused of bank robbery and also attempted murder and also false arrest. But the jury finds that the bank robbery guilty, the attempted murder not guilty, and the false arrest not guilty. But you still had to get 12 to agree on the first charge in order for a guilty conviction. Under Judge Mershon's theory, if four of the jurors agree that there was a bank robbery, only four out of 12, and four of them agreed there was an attempted murder, and four of them agreed there was a false arrest, like an abduction or kidnapping. You put them all together, you got 12, you got a guilty verdict. Have you ever heard of something like this in your life? Never. I mean, never. It is a hallmark of the American justice system and the United States Constitution that you have to have 12 people agree on at least one of the charges to get a guilty verdict. You don't split the difference. You don't go 6-6. You don't go 4-4-4. You don't go 5-5. I'm not a math guy, so this is getting very complicated for me. I liked criminal cases because it had to be 12 unanimous. And if you didn't get 12 unanimous, you had a hung jury. And that's how it worked. Up in the history of the United States of America, it's worked until today, May 29th, 2024, when we've seen the entire system turned on its head. The whole court's out of order. I mean, it's ridiculous. So I think Trump came out today when he spoke, and I think he's prepared for the fact that it's very likely he could be found guilty. The penalties would include jail, probation, or fines. So the sentencing part of it would be left up to the judge, and the judge obviously hates Trump's guts. I think it's very obvious from what's come out during this whole trial. He even took a shot at Trump when he said, in his jury instructions, he said, and I mean, despite what you've heard, I'm not rooting for either side in this. The judge had to take the time to tell the jury that he's not influenced one way or the other. You know why he had to do that? Because he's trying to protect his tuchus for an appeal, which is inevitable. And this case being overturned on appeal, which is inevitable. And possibly the Supreme Court of the United States can intervene here very quickly. And I'll explain how that strategy could work. Meanwhile, Biden's in Philadelphia, just completely making everybody's commute miserable, to speak to a half-packed room where they had to bring in children to fill the room because they couldn't fill the room. It's half-packed. And Biden's going on with all kinds of absurdities, again, scaring the bejesus out of people, that if black people had attacked the Capitol on January 6th, he would have, I guess, gunned them down. That they're going to ban black history, banning books about black people. Oh, and the hits, just playing the hits, just playing all the race card hits. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's really what's happening right now is I can't even believe it. My blood pressure driving through Philadelphia today was, and my vessel was going to explode in my brain. I had to turn around. I wouldn't have made it on time to do the show, and I've never been late for my own radio show in my entire life, or anyone's radio show for that matter. I think it's very, very important to be on the air promptly. But I wouldn't have made it. So I had to turn around and do the show from the Zioli compound because it was such an absolute S show. And why? Because Biden can't stay awake past 5 o'clock. That's the bottom line. You know, typically you do a presidential event in the evening after everybody's gone home because you're going to shut down the roads and shut down the city and shut down the airport and do all these things that are just going to make everybody's life miserable. So if you're going to do it in the middle of a major metropolitan city, you don't do it at the heart of the afternoon commute when everybody's trying to get around to work or their jobs or get their kids or something else. But Biden doesn't care. As long as they get him before he starts sundowning. And you know what I'm talking about there. When the dementia kicks in fully and he can't go out anymore without them pumping him with all kinds of drugs. That's just a fact. I mean, the only reason he's able to do the State of the Union address once a year, which is on in prime time, is because they pump him full of B12 or whatever it is they give him, the B12 Adderall combo platter. But what's happening in this trial? It's unbelievable. The prosecution and the Trump team are back in court. It's unclear if there is a jury note, but apparently no. It's an update. The jury has sent a note at the Trump trial. They've been deliberating for close to 4 hours now. I got asked earlier today. They said, "Well, do you think we could have a verdict today?" Yeah, it's entirely possible we could. And I don't know how to read into that. I think we'll have one by the end of the week for sure. But it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday at 3:15. So I mean, yeah, we'll probably get a verdict by the end of the week. The question is, what happens if they come up with a verdict today? I can't read into that. I can't read if that's a good sign for Trump or a bad sign for Trump. And I don't like to play those voodoo games with trying to mind read people that I don't know. So I'm not going to pretend. And I hate when the networks bring in these experts who give them nonsensical theories about what it means if a jury comes back quickly or not, because they're wrong half the time. I mean, literally wrong half the time. But the structure of how they could arrive at a guilty verdict, this 4-4-4 combo, where 4 times 3 equals 12, so you don't have to get 12 people to unanimously agree on one charge, has never happened before. I mean, I can't tell you, this has never happened before. It's insane. It really is insane. It's like we're living in some sort of a bizarro world right now where judges just get to just completely throw out the Constitution of the United States of America. Just doesn't matter anymore. You know, last time I checked, when the 14th Amendment was ratified, the idea was that the Bill of Rights would then also apply to the states. Right? Isn't that what we were taught in school? Which means that the state of New York doesn't get the ability to usurp somebody's constitutional rights to a fair trial and a jury trial, and that the jury trial has to be unanimous if it's a criminal conviction. It's a criminal trial. If it's a civil trial, it's different, but this is not a civil trial. This man is facing potential jail time or punitive fines or just a guilty verdict, which could have political ramifications. And you don't need 12 people to agree on one of the charges. And all you lefties out there who hate Trump's guts so much, does this not bother you? Serious question. Does this not worry you? Does this not concern you for the future? That here you have, because of your Trump derangement, your hatred of this man, you're willing to just completely destroy the notion of a unanimous jury to find somebody guilty of a charge? You're willing to throw that out. Completely, knowing that if that stands, then that could be used against your people down the road. You're okay with that? Because I haven't heard a lot of civil libertarians today coming out and screaming about this. I don't know if the ACLU has said anything yet, but it seems like when it's about getting our guy, destroying our guy, well, then all bets are off. If we got to shred the Constitution, we got to shred the Constitution because it's about protecting democracy. So if we have to destroy democracy in order to protect democracy, that's totally fine, I guess. Right? If we have to completely destroy the Republic to save the Republic, then we're okay with that. I guess. That's the new United States of America. Because the stakes are so real for what Trump could do that we're just gonna shred the Constitution and shred the notion of innocent until proven guilty by a unanimous jury of your peers? Because we got to stop Trump because democracy's on the line. Honestly? So the jury is now requesting Cohen and Pecker testimony. Not that they redo their testimony, obviously, but they're requesting the testimony from those two, which means that somebody there on the jury, or at least one person, has questions regarding something that was said in the course of the testimony by Cohen and or Pecker and wants to go back. And again, I'm not going to play games of reading into what that means. And people that experts that pretend to know juries and they don't know what they're talking about. They're just trying to fill airtime. They're just trying to fill airtime with that stuff. And we got enough things to talk about throughout the course of this show today where we don't need to do any of that. But it just amazes me. You know, I love the Constitution so much, and it's so important to me that we protect it, that I would rather see a guilty person go free than I'd rather see 100 guilty people go free than one innocent person go to prison. That used to be what we all agreed on. We'd say our system's not perfect, but it's the best one we got. So yeah, you know what, if you miss on OJ, well, at least the system worked. It didn't work the way it's supposed to, but it worked. And 12 people found the guy not guilty, and so he was not guilty. And you don't have to always agree, you don't have to like it, but that's our system, and that's the end of it. But now that's turned over on its head. We don't care anymore. We've decided now in this country that whatever we have to do to stop Trump, we just do it. We just do it, and that's it. And we ask questions later. And we put it all back together again later. It's like presidential immunity, this notion that we can go out there and we can, you know, we can hold presidents criminally liable for their actions in office, but it'll only be one and done. It'll only be a one and done with Trump, and then we'll put the genie back in the bottle. I mean, this is just amazing. I'm reading the Sixth Amendment here, and I'm reading this, and it says here, in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. And you know, Trump was denied a witness that could have helped him, a witness who was an expert in federal election law. And yet the judge came out and said, it's a done deal. It's a fait accompli. Trump broke federal election law. So the judge decided that and then tainted the jury pool in the process by saying so. And they would not allow a witness to come out who would testify on Trump's behalf that, no, actually, he didn't violate election law. He didn't violate federal election law. It didn't happen. I'm amazed that we're watching this happen. We're watching this happen before us right now because the hatred of this man is so real that we're willing to do something we've never done in the course of this country before and just wipe out the unanimous jury verdict. Something which, by the way, the Supreme Court of the United States of America has doubled down on the fact that a jury verdict in a criminal trial has to be unanimous. It has to be unanimous. That is something the United States Supreme Court has absolutely. Yeah, you know why I'm getting nervous? Like Karen asked me, you're just getting nervous now? Well, no, I was nervous this morning when the judge came out and said, you can do this 4-4-4 split. Up until that point, I honestly wasn't worried. I thought we'd have a hung jury. Because again, silly me, I was going with the old rules, the rules that the Republic used to follow, which is that you had to get a guilty verdict unanimously by 12 people on at least one of the charges in order to find somebody guilty. Not four who agrees guilty on this one, four who agrees guilty on this one, and four who agrees guilty on that one. Therefore, 4 + 4 + 4 = 12. You got a unanimous verdict and there you go. But what? We're playing math games now? With a person who, under the eyes of the law, is considered innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt by a unanimous jury of his peers. So says the United States Supreme Court in interpreting the Constitution of the United States of America. So, we're just making this up as we go along. Greta Van Susteren, and thanks to BPCMD for sending this my way. In the case of Richardson v. United States, the jury must be unanimous as to the series of underlying offenses in a CCE prosecution. That is, the jury must unanimously agree not only that the defendant committed some continuing series of violations, but also about which specific violations make up that continuing series. So the jury must be unanimous as to which specific violations, meaning, again, to go back to my earlier point about the bank robbery, if a guy is facing life in prison for bank robbery and they've also thrown in a couple of other charges, the jury doesn't have to find him guilty on everything, just one to find a guilty verdict. But it has to be at least one of those charges has to be unanimous. At least one has to be unanimous. This, of course, is the big story of the day today, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Where are the civil libertarians on the left? Where are they today? Why are they not screaming about this? But meanwhile, Joe Biden goes on and starts trying to scare black people in Philadelphia that Trump's going to destroy them all. I guess put them all back in chains, using one of his greatest hits that he said before. We got a big show for you today. Ben Carson's going to stop by. Caroline Leavitt, the national press secretary for the Trump campaign, will stop by as well. So we got a lot to get to, and let's get right to it. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Don't go away.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, we got a lot to get to. It's a busy day today. The jury has been deliberating for 4 hours. Will we have a verdict today? Don't know. Don't know. And I'm not going to read into that if they announce that there's, you know, I'm going to try to avoid doing the Jedi mind trick reading of things. I'm going to really try hard to avoid that because there's no sense in getting nervous about questions that are asked. What you need to be nervous about is the destruction of the Republic. It's the final countdown for the Republic is what it is. If now you don't need 12 people to agree on a single count, you can mix and match. Like, honestly, it's like ordering one from column A and one from column B and one from column C, and you put them together, and then there's your guilty verdict. It's unfathomable. It really is. Here's Andy McCarthy slamming Judge Mershon for giving the jury this menu of choices to convict Trump. This is a guy who has had to put people away in federal court in the Southern District of New York by getting a unanimous verdict from a jury. So McCarthy knows what he's talking about here. Cut two.
During this five-hour wrap-up, he said any single one of the unlawful means is enough for you to conclude that the Trump Tower conspiracy violated New York state election law. You don't have to agree on which unlawful means were involved. Andy, can you interpret that for us? Because I thought they were arguing federal law, or did he get to that later?
I can interpret it, but I can't, bring it into the line with the United States Constitution. But here we go. What's supposed to happen in a criminal trial is a prosecutor has to prove every element of an offense beyond a reasonable doubt. So every crime, which is a creature of some statute, has different elements. One is a mental element, and then there are the things that you have to do to commit the crime. So like with bank robbery, you have to, take money by force from a financial institution and do it intentionally. And those are the things a prosecutor has to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. What this judge is telling this jury in this kind of make it up as you go along New York State prosecution of federal law is that when they get to the end of the rainbow and we get to the elements of the offense, the jury doesn't have to be in agreement on what it is exactly that Trump did or what he was trying to commit or conceal when he allegedly falsified his business records. So they're going to give the jury a menu of choices and tell the jury that some of them may believe that this was the criminal objective. Some of them may believe something else was, but that they don't have to be unanimous on that. I actually think that's pretty outrageous, but in this case, I'm not sure it makes the top 10 of outrageous.
Well, I think it does. I think it's the most outrageous thing I've ever heard of before. It truly is. Trump is, and Matt, I don't know if we have Trump outside the courthouse today, but this is what he said regarding the charges that he has. And look, the question is going to be if they return a guilty verdict here, because they did this 4-4-4 split and the judge lets it count as 12, which it's not. What is that going to mean? What's the bearing on that? I'm going to play Harry Enten from CNN. Harry Enten from CNN, because this will make you feel good. They're looking at the polling data of this and what effect this has on people outside of normal life. People that don't live and breathe this stuff like we do. And has this trial had any impact on public opinion? Any impact whatsoever? So here's CNN, Harry Enten again. CNN, take a listen.
Something illegal in the New York hush money case. I've been interested in whether or not these numbers would change at all during the course of this trial. Simply put, John, they have not. Pre-opening statements think Trump did something illegal, 46%. After the direct examination of Michael Cohen by the prosecution, look at where we are now. 46%, the percentage of Americans who think that the charges are very serious, in fact, dropped from 40% to a little bit more than 35% during the course of this trial. So, yes, perhaps things might have changed with those 12 jurors, but when it comes to the larger American public, there has been no change, at least so far, John.
Any possible reasons why?
Yeah, I think the question is, what's exactly cooking here? Why hasn't there been much of a change? Well, folks like you and me, real news junkies, might be paying really close attention to what's going on. The fact is, most Americans don't really care that much. So close.
No doubt. It has not changed people that much, which is key. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. So that's the good news. That's the good news. It has not changed people's opinion any way, shape, or form. So that's the good news. The bad news, though, is that there's obviously, if a guilty verdict comes back, you know, they're going to change the way they describe Trump going forward. And this is the Biden's plan. The Biden campaign team plan here is to call him convicted felon Donald Trump. And they're going to say that over and over and over again. And that's what they want. They want to be able to say those words, convicted felon Donald Trump. That's what they want. Now, you know, maybe that doesn't move people. Maybe it doesn't sway people. Maybe it really doesn't have an impact. I don't know. But that's what they want. I don't think they care if the case gets tossed out on appeal. I don't think they care if they destroy the Constitution. I don't think they care if they upend jurisprudence. It's very obvious they don't. They just want to be able to use those words, convicted felon Donald Trump. Now, he beats this rap, given all of this. Well, then, I mean, you know, then it's just, I mean, he's unstoppable. I'm not going to panic over a guilty verdict, but I'm also not going to be shocked if it comes down. And I think that that should probably be the way we all approach it at this point. They have stacked the deck against him in such a way it defies logic. It really does. It defies logic. There's just no other way to say it. And it's a terrifying day. It really is. To be able to see justice used in this manner and to upend what has been... the movie 12 Angry Men, which is a great movie. If you've never seen it, it's an excellent movie. It's great. The idea that there's one guy holding out and the guy has prejudices and that's why he's holding out and they convince him that the defendant is not guilty in a very, very climactic ending to the movie. Now it would be 444, angry persons. Because you can't say men, of course. So 444, angry persons. And all you got to do is just get one person. So just three people. They just join in. And then you got your guilty verdict. It's just insane. It's insane. What we're watching happening in this country is insane. I got to think there's backlash that helps Trump. I have to believe that. I have to think that because I'm an optimistic person. All right, listen, summer is here and NJ Diet's going to help you because you don't want to have to deal with wearing your shirt at the beach or wearing your shirt at the pool. And you don't want to have to deal with shots because those shots are, they're very dangerous. They have a lot of side effects and they're banned in a lot of European countries and natural. And since NJ Diet's all natural, it works faster than shots, and it's guaranteed. You will lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days, contractually guaranteed. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. You're fully monitored the entire time. You even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Locations close by in Cherry Hill, King of Prussia, Princeton, and Newark, Delaware. Or NJ Diet is available from home with live online video consultations. Lose weight the natural way, quickly and safely. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET. 855-5-NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at NJDiet.com. Get slimmer for the summer and without any shots. That's NJDiet.com to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. NJDiet.com and lose the weight for good.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. We have a lot to get to. It's a busy one. 855-839-1210 is the number. There's a jury note right now, and we're waiting for the judge and the jury to enter the courtroom after jury requests Cohen and Pecker testimony. That's the latest as the jury is deliberating right now. But joining the show, renowned neurosurgeon, Dr. Ben Carson. Dr. Carson, thanks for making time today. I appreciate it. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Of course, I should also mention your new book, The Perilous Fight, Overcoming Our Culture's War on the American Family, which you co-authored with your wife, Candy Carson. It's available now. Joe Biden is in Philadelphia tying up traffic and saying nonsense, all kinds of absurdities as the attempts to try to stop the hemorrhaging of the black vote that we're watching happen here. And he's accusing President Trump of awful things. You worked for the man. You were the Secretary of HUD. I mean, you know, there's a reason, I think, why Donald Trump is attracting so many voters who are African-American.
Absolutely. Well, you know, he's very transparent. You don't have to worry about a lot of hidden meanings in what he says, and you don't have to be wondering about what he's thinking. But Donald Trump, unlike a lot of pandering politicians, believes that a rising tide lifts all boats. So our founders were very fond of the term the common good. And that meant what was good for everybody, not what's good for this group versus that group. And I think that's one of the reasons that many in the minority community admire him. They see the things that he has done, and those things work for them. And people say, you know, that the economy is a problem, and it is, but it's a problem for everybody. And black people, Hispanic people, others are not isolated from that. They're feeling that pinch when they go to the store. They're feeling that pinch when they go to fill up their car, when they get their utility bills in the mail. And they know that it's much worse than it was before. Even though their wages may have gone up a little bit, it has not kept up with the increasing prices that they face. And that's causing a problem. And then you're looking at an administration that takes the preferences of people who are here illegally and puts them on the front burner and puts yours on the back burner. You know, it's going to take a lot more than a few little visits to Philadelphia and places like that to change that. And I think people are waking up pretty quickly.
What do you think the effect this trial has on people's minds? I mean, if they return a guilty verdict, and it's ridiculous what the judge is allowing here, he's breaking the Constitution apart, as he says you can have 4, 4, and 4 come together to equal 12 and get a unanimous verdict that way. It's just, it's ridiculous. But
it's ridiculous, yeah. Well, you know, I think people are smarter than the left gives them credit for. And I think even the ones who hate Donald Trump recognize that if we allow the justice system to use to persecute your political foes, this won't be America anymore. We will have turned into something else. It'll be very hard to reclaim it again. And I suspect even those 12 jurors will realize that.
The other question is, when we're talking about the situation in this race, and you've got Trump going to the South Bronx, you have the Biden campaign obviously in full panic mode. I thought the rally in the South Bronx was a smart move. I thought it is very emblematic of the fact that this Republican candidate and this Republican Party today is a party that is courting the working class voter, and the Democrat Party has become so elite, so out of touch. All they care about is making sure that the elites in the faculty lounge are happy. That seems to be all they really give a damn about.
That does seem to be the case. And, you know, I've been with Trump before he was president and during the time when he's president, and seeing how he interacts with the staff at Mar-a-Lago and at Trump Towers. A lot of minorities there. He knows their names. They love him. That doesn't happen. You can't make that up. I mean, that's because of the kind of person that he is. I've seen it.
Dr. Ben Carson, the American family, we're watching this war on the American family from the left, and this is why you wrote the book, The Perilous Fight, Overcoming Our Culture's War on the American Family. The left wants to destroy the family. I heard somebody making an absurd point today about, you know, making sure all pregnant persons are given the access and care that they need. You know, pregnant persons. I mean, it's so laughable, but it's very deliberate. I mean, they have a plan here, and there's a reason why they want to do it.
It's extremely deliberate. It's to fundamentally change us from what we are to a Marxist state. And if you look at the congressional record from January the 10th, 1963, all of this is detailed in the book, you'll see where Congressman Herlong of Florida spoke in the 45 goals of communism in America, what they want to do to change us. And it's all the stuff that's going on. Gain control of the public schools, of the teacher unions, of Hollywood and the media, so that you can manipulate the thinking of the people, make all sexual perversion normal, natural, and healthy, drive wedges between children and their parents, make the parents seem like the evil, out-of-touch people, infiltrate the churches, change it to social gospel rather than the real gospel. I mean, it is amazing because it's all the stuff that's happening right now. We think we won the Cold War. But believe me, this is the reason that Khrushchev said to Eisenhower, your grandchildren's children will live under our system. we're being manipulated. And I want people to understand that we are actually in a fight here. You got to know you're in a fight if you're going to win it. And who, in fact, is the enemy and what we must do to defeat them.
And why, you know, I think about this election, and I'm not usually a guy who says this is the most important election in our lifetime, but I'm at that point now because I think we're at a tipping point in terms of not only our culture and our society, but just the rule of law, the way that this government has weaponized the justice system against people. I have to think on the upside of this is that I know there are a lot of people who feel as if the system is rigged against them. So if they see the system rigged against Trump, I got to think they think, well, I get it. I see that. I can relate to that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are saying that. A lot of people are giving up also and saying, you know, we've had our time in the sun. It's gone. But I don't believe that to be true in the slightest. You know, I've been going to a lot of college campuses lately with Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk's organization. And the kids are so enthusiastic. We've had to turn hundreds of kids away, can't fit them all into the auditorium. I think our young people know that there's something up, that they're not going to be able to buy a home. They're not going to be able to do all the things that are part of the American dream if we continue down this road, and that we can stop. We're at a crossroads now. We can choose the right road.
Well, check out the book, The Perilous Fight, Overcoming Our Culture's War on the American Family, Dr. Ben Carson, along with his wife, Candy Carson. It's available now everywhere books are sold. Always great to talk to you, Dr. Carson. I appreciate your time today, and I'm sure we'll be talking again very soon.
Thank you for being a patriot.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Just a quick update here. Alina Haba, who is Trump's attorney, is speaking right now on Fox News, and Matt, can we jump into this? Actually, I'd like to hear a little bit of what she's saying.
Have shown that they have none of, from the top to the bottom, frankly. And if the jury considers that and discredits any testimony that was frankly false, then, and it all was, in my opinion, then we're going to be fine and we should get an acquittal. But we're in the state of New York. Like I said, the jury charges I thought were a bit unfair, very unfair, frankly. And President Trump is President Trump. And what they're doing really is not about books and records. It's a sideshow. It's a way to stop the American people from looking at President Biden's policies that are failing. It's a way from distracting. And if you look at what happened yesterday with Robert De Niro, that is a low state of our country. We've got a old-timer actor coming from California as a spokesperson for a campaign.
All right,
the current administration.
We can jump out of this. So, yeah, we'll talk to Caroline Levitt at 4:05, get the latest on what's going on. But the jury sent a note. They wanted Cohen's testimony and Pecker's testimony, David Pecker from the National Enquirer, and they're looking at that. Now, there's all kinds of different ways, excuse me, to read into it, interpret it. I'm not going to play those games. I'm not going to do it. I do want to share with you, though, a little bit about what Joe Biden is saying in Philadelphia, through the nonsense, the ridiculousness. There's a little montage of about 90 seconds or so of all the crazy things that he's saying as he's trying to scare people. The Biden campaign has realized now that they're in a free fall and they're losing the black vote to Trump and they don't know what to do. So, of course, they play the greatest hits and they try to scare everybody and fearmonger because they can't play on a record. They can't turn around and say, oh, well, look what we've done for you. They have to say, look what he'll do to you. You know, that's what, as an incumbent, that's their strategy. He can't turn around and say, this is all the great stuff we've done. So he's got to say, this is all the bad stuff he'll do. I personally don't think people are going to buy it. But nevertheless, take a listen.
Running again, and he's clearly unhinged. He calls insurrectionists who storm the Capitol patriots. Patriots. If reelected, he wants to pardon, quote, every one of them. Let me ask you, what do you think he would have done on January 6th if black Americans had stormed it? Think about this. What do you think would have happened if black Americans had stormed the Capitol? I don't think he'd be talking about pardons. It's the same guy who wanted to tear gas you as you peacefully protested George Floyd's murder. The same guy who still calls the Central Park Five guilty, even though they were exonerated. He's that landlord who denies housing applications because of the color of your skin. He's that guy who won't say Black Lives Matter and invokes neo-Nazi Third Reich terms. We all remember Trump is the same guy who unleashed birthism, the birthism lie against Barack. And then Trump tells you he's the greatest president. I love this one. He says he's the greatest president for black people in the history of America, including more than Abraham Lincoln. I mean,
let's stop it right there for a second. I mean, this is he's back to. Well, I guess he's always been. It's the same dark Brandon, as they call it. This dark, dark Joe Biden with the hellscape outside of Independence Hall, where you've got it drenched in red and talking about the horrible future that America is going to have under Trump and everything. It's the same stuff. He's just recycling all of this, recycling the same stuff everybody's heard now for the last how many years? How many years have we heard this now? And all the lies, the neo-Nazi lie, the lies about tear gassing black people. I mean, it's disgusting. It's the president of the United States of America coming to Philadelphia and then spewing this kind of division and hatred. That's what he does. And he doesn't get called out for it. Nobody calls him out for this and says, this is beneath the dignity of your office for you to come in and spew these kind of lies. Absolutely beneath it, trying to paint Trump as this racist. But I'm telling you, it's not. It doesn't work. That's the thing. It doesn't work. It doesn't. It falls on deaf ears. Yeah, you got a. I should point out, it's a small crowd inside that college. It's a small crowd, but it sounds loud. But it's not that big, and you got to understand that too. It's not that big. And outside of that, there's a whole lot of people in Philadelphia ticked off that their commute got screwed up today. I can tell you that. And there's a whole lot of black people in Philadelphia who feel like Joe Biden has not done a damn thing for him. And he can stand up there with all his histrionic lies and his histrionic pronouncements and everything else that he's saying about Donald Trump, and they don't believe it. They don't buy it. So that's what's happening. That's the reality, and that's the truth. Now the other thing too is that the guilty verdict, you got to wonder too how it plays with a lot of Americans who are black, quite frankly, who have seen a criminal justice system that they feel has been weaponized against them. I mean, this has been a recurring theme, you know, and I know that the minute you bring that up, somebody on the left wants to scream racism because it's all they do. They're one-hit wonder. But considering that it was the Democrats who pushed forward that crime bill and called people super predators and started the disproportionate sentencing of black Americans with drugs versus white Americans with drugs, considering it was them that did that, and considering how many people who are incarcerated in this country who are black, I have to, and Trump did criminal justice reform and commuted the sentences of a lot of people for victimless drug crimes. I got to wonder, you know, does a guilty verdict help him with a lot of people in the black community, the Hispanic community? I have to wonder that. I really do. So I'm not sure it's all bad news. You know, as much as the media and the left will want to try to convince you it is, because their goal here is obviously to take the wind out of your sails. You know, they see the enthusiasm and they see the momentum he has. And their goal is to take the wind out of the sails and to take the momentum away. That's what they want to do. And they're hoping that a guilty verdict will do that. That's what their hope is. All right, Caroline Leavitt, the national spokeswoman for the Trump campaign, will join me next, straight ahead. 855-839-1210. We're coming right back.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.